Friends, listen, I had a terrible ache. I hurt all the time. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't enjoy anything. All I wanted was to find love. Then the gates opened, and my temple became lit. I entered, and I met my beloved. Waiting for me with open arms, we embraced, and I became his. Now my aching have all healed. Beloved, beautiful Svaha, my dear Master, I could see clearly today in the inquiry how my mind is taking me away from being present, how my mind is taking me away from being connected and present with you, with life. If I could drop this mind, life is perfect. And I feel it is such a gift to live in this beautiful valley, close to you and Dharma Mountain, with all my beautiful friends. There is nowhere else I want to be. I feel life is getting more and more easy, and I'm now ready to put out that I'm ready to commit myself more. I had a deep fear of saying yes. I didn't know if I could keep that promise. But I'm ready. Use me. I'm all yours. It's good to put it out. I have been so afraid of doing it. Now it's done. And my heart is beating in joyful happiness. It is so good to go against the mind. He, he, he. I want to share a big problem I have when I sit in satsang. I hear, but at the same time, I don't hear what you are saying. Even if I try to be present, I can see now, writing, that this is my mind again. Please take your sword and cut my big head off. I'm ready to commit to this beautiful place, to love, life, happiness. Eternally at your feet, lots of love. Big-headed Meena. Big-headed and big-hearted. You are excused if you have a big head, if you have a big heart. Because then you can easily change the energy. If only the head is big, and also the heart is very strong, tiny, then where would you go when you lose your head? That's why it's good to prepare the ground. Even if the head is still hanging around, prepare the ground, make the heart juicy. You say, I could see clearly today in the inquiry how my mind is taking me away from being present. That's why I want you to do these things. Because you have to see, you have to study yourself in many different ways. And sometimes insights come in mysterious ways. You never know how and when it's going to come. How my mind is taking me away from being connected and present with you, with life. If I could drop this mind, life is perfect. That's what you have to understand. And the more you understand it and let this truth sink in, the mind gets more and more quiet. Because mind is nothing compared to truth, to consciousness. So as this dawns on you more and more, the mind becomes smaller and smaller, less and less power. If this hasn't dawned on you, then the mind has all the power. And your heart has no power. That is the whole journey. That's why all the mystics have said, and I remind you again and again, just sit there, slowly, slowly. No matter how big a head you have, it will sink in. And you don't know how it is. You don't know when it's happening. If I could drop this mind, life is perfect. And you can drop it. You can just let go more and more. The understanding is still there. It's just to uncover it. Not to be so identified with it. And I feel such a gift to live in this beautiful valley, close to you and to Dharma Mountain, with all these beautiful friends. There is nowhere else I want to be. Of course, when the mind is not there, and you're functioning out of your heart, your understanding, your consciousness, then you will be very grateful. You will see what you have. You will feel what is happening here. You will realize what tremendous opportunity you have and how lucky you are. But if the mind is there, you will complain even in heaven. That's how the mind is. There is always something wrong. There is always something that should be some other ways. Any little stupid thing. Be aware of the mind. When you are there, centered, then only gratefulness will happen. Then you will see. Then there is no asking for anything. Then there is no complaining. Then there is just the gratefulness, the thankfulness, that how can I find myself here? I feel life is getting more and more easy, and I'm now ready to put out that I'm ready to commit myself. As more and more you get in tune with life, get out of your own way, the more and more easy life becomes. Life is easy, but you are difficult. So when you stop being so stubborn, so arrogant, so difficult, then everything starts changing. It's not that life changes. Life is life. But you start changing. Life is always very beautiful. Don't complain about life. Look deeper at yourself. It's waiting. And that's what you are realizing, Meena. I feel life is getting more and more easy, and I'm now ready to put out that I'm ready to commit myself. And this commitment should come out from this space. It should come out of clarity. It shouldn't come out of your ideas or looking at somebody else. It should come out of your understanding. Then it's real. If you don't feel that this is absolutely the right, not only the right, but the only thing to do, that is very easy to do, is effortless to do, then still some mind, something is holding you back. I had a deep fear of saying yes. I know, everybody has a deep fear of saying yes. And what is it so dangerous with yes? Such a sweet thing, yes. And you have such a deep fear. It must be some dark, hiding things that you are afraid of to say yes. And that's again, the understanding hasn't gone deep enough. When you are clear, then yes is very easy. Because everybody wants to be involved in life, in love, in light, in truth. It's impossible, nothing else. If you are done, not blind, then of course you say no. And human beings are very amazing because they can be blind and still they can use their eyes and see things. Only human beings can do that. They can say something that they don't know. I had a deep fear of saying yes. I didn't know if I could keep what I promised. But I'm ready. Use me. I'm all yours. I don't want you to promise me anything. There is no promises. What is important is that you are ready now. That's the only thing that is important. That you say yes now. Because now is the only time. Promises belongs to the mind, to some deals. This is not about promises. Then you will always be afraid. But when you feel that you want, you don't need any promises. When you feel I'm yours, you don't need any promises. Promises come from the past, from the ego. If you are available, don't you think your beloved will feel it? You don't need any promise. Your beloved will feel that you are available, that you are ready. Only if there is no love, only if there is no insights, then promises are needed. And where promises comes guilt and fear. And of course, broken promises. I'm not into promises. Now is the only time. If you're ready now, good. If you are available now, good. It is good to put it out. I have been so afraid of doing so. It's fantastic to put it out because you start standing up for yourself. You start standing up for yes instead of no. You stand up for life instead of fear. Courage instead of hiding. No, it's done, and my heart is beating in joyful happiness. And that is the sign. When your heart is beating in joyful happiness, then you know it's right. You cannot fool the heart, you cannot fool yourself. When you do something that is right, then you feel it. Your whole body will be happy. Your whole being will be happy. You will be relieved. It's a feeling of, ah. That is the sign that you do something right. No, it's up to you to stand up to that. It is so good to go against the mind. He. Yes. And do it again and 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 again. And then feel more and more good. He. That you are in charge, not the mind. And of course then, first it's fear, because the mind is so used to being in charge. But when you start standing up for it, then you start getting the power. Then the mind starts getting very shaky. Oh my God, what is happening? You, who always been listening to me, know you're doing your own thing, it starts getting totally shaky. Then you, yes, you watch it. This is just the beginning. I want to share a big problem I have when I sit in satsang. I hear, but at the same time I don't hear what you are saying, even if I try to be present. One thing is hearing. Everybody has ears. Not everybody, but most people. There are some people that can't hear and can't see also. But everybody can hear. But listening, that is a different thing. Listening only comes when you are more present. Otherwise, we have become so insensitive. And that's why you can hear all kinds of nonsense, and people can work in very busy places and so much noise and traffic and screaming the whole day. You have to become insensitive. You hear it, but you doesn't take it in. Listening is only for sensitive people. And if you want to listen, it's an art. Hearing, you can do. It's like eating. Everybody can eat, but not everybody can taste. You need sensitivity. You need awareness. You need to be a human being, not a machine. And that's what you're getting aware of, that you hear, but at the same time, I don't hear what you are saying, even if I try to be present. I can see now, writing this, that it is my mind again. Of course, and the mind can trick you. I'm here and I'm hearing. Yes, you're hearing, but you don't listen. Listening comes when you are more available and everything is more quiet inside. And that's the way you should listen to me, just like you're listening to rain on the rooftop. You're just totally open to it, or to the waterfall. You can't think about it, you can't argue with it. Or do you say to the waterfall, you're a little bit too noisy, or this I don't understand, or yeah, that I agree with, that I don't agree with. But this is how your mind is. You're trying to bring your mind into a territory that is totally useless. Totally useless. And as you come deeper, you start seeing this more and more. And it's very good. No listening starts happening, Meena, because you are getting more and more aware. And this yes, this being available, that opens the door to it. It opens the door to let everything in, to be available. Because if you are afraid, if you are not total, then of course you don't also want to take listen. Because maybe something will change, maybe you're not in control. So you are learned to be always on guard. And you can be on guard with the sounds from the waterfall or the singing of the birds. Please take your sword and cut my big head off. I have to tell you the truth, Meena. I am finished with that because so many heads I have cut and it's very messy. And I'm getting more and more lazy and more peaceful. So it's too late. But I have other ways. And the head is gone. Just be on guard that that bastard doesn't come back. I'm ready to commit to this beautiful place, to love, to life, to happiness. Remember it, Meena. Very good. And if you remember what you are committed to, and if you are committed to love, to life, to happiness, to truth, then you won't forget. And it will just make you stronger. It's impossible, because that's how you get true power. Because that is life. Everything else you have to try. You have to try to be strong. You have to try to do this. But it's an effort. It is no effort to be available to life. It's no effort to say to your beloved, use me, I'm available. You're just happy. That's how love is. What is important, Meena, is that you are ready and you are happy. Very good. It's time now. You can do many things, my good woman. Beloved Swara, I came here for silence. I came here for non-demanding togetherness. I came here for hopefully finding yet another peace in the personal me. Also, I came here to meet you. Not because I need answers. I carry my answers with me, some of them very, very deep inside, but because I need your wisdom, your clarity, your presence, and also because I need a friend on the outside of the prison. I came here to meet you, with love, amara. Amara, I know. Welcome. You have anything else you want to say? You have anything else? Come here now. Hello.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you too.
Where does Amara come from? From where? In Sweden. Very good. This is exactly what is happening, Amara. The silence, the non-demanding togetherness, and finding more of the puzzled me. Where you get this name, Amara?
From?
Is the Osho name? Very good. You are prepared then. Very good. You are lucky, it is very close, Sweden. Very nice. Now you have to start coming with this caravanserai a bit. Dance my mind, dance with joy, dance my heart, dance with joy. The music of life is playing night and day. Listen to the flutes of love. Listen to those drums that never stop playing. All of nature dances to that rhythm. The sun and the moon dance to it, and all the planets and the stars have been dancing for ages without missing a beat. The bliss of eternity is happening. The eternal flute is playing the eternal song. This feeling is like no other. Kabir says, Master, make the heart dance like a peacock, which puts a smile on God's face. You have to be ready to leave the prison to join this caravanserai, because who knows where we're going. Camels will be provided, don't worry.
Growing weary of the road.
Dear Swat, thank you for the opportunity to be here with you and your friends. It is the first time that I listen to you, and I would like to use the opportunity to ask you some questions. Where's Oscar? You staying or you leaving?
I'm leaving on Saturday.
Saturday?
Yes.
Very good. I would like to use the opportunity to ask you some questions. At the inquiry session Wednesday, I realized that my longing for a relationship with a woman is stronger now than a couple of years ago. Furthermore, I think that my heart is longing for me to have children also. I feel new feelings in my heart sometimes when people talk about children, love and deep relationships. I am noticing that I'm not used to talk about what my heart wants and about love. I'm more used to talk about ideas and plans for the future. That's the mind is much more safe for the mind, because it's not here. Everything that is here is very scary for the mind. When I start the relationship, I tend to get critical and afraid that this is the wrong woman, and I break up. It's better to break up before you know if it's real or not. Then stay on the safe. That's the normal, no? People, they can, and it's easy, no? Just keep it on the surface, and it's always something you get. That is how the animals, no? You just get the prey, and then you eat a little, and then you see somebody else, and then you... I call that the doggy-doggy syndrome. What should I do to dare to stay in my next relationship? And how do I make myself more interested in love? And how to deepen a relationship with love, Oscar? That was quite a lot of questions now, Oscar. Certainly, no, the last chance, no? You think you will come back, Oscar?
Yes.
Yeah? That's good. Then we can go on then, because this is just like a little taste. And if you like it, then you come back. Because this is part of life, and it's very difficult to give you any answers. But we will see what will come out of this. In the inquiry session, I realized that my longing for a relationship with a woman is stronger now. Furthermore, I think that my heart is longing for me to have children also. Yeah. I feel new feelings in my heart sometimes when I talk about children, love and deep relationships. Yes, new feelings in your heart, because the heart that can relate to these things, children, relationships, love. That is where the ordinary man, he gets a little taste of the heart. In some relationship, special maybe in the beginning. And children, very important, then you feel some love. At least till they get teenager, then. That is how the whole human race is made. If you want to transcend that, you have to go deeper. But that is natural for most human beings. That's where they feel a little bit connection with the heart. But you can feel your heart anytime. Most important relationship is with yourself. And if you have a good relationship with yourself, with your own heart, then you feel exactly if it's the right thing to have a relationship, to have children, to do whatever, to work here, to not work there, to go here, to not go there. The most important thing is to get a good relationship with yourself. And that is what is happening here. It's the only thing I'm really interested in. It's the only relationship that is important. All other relationships is not important for me. That is the most important, the relationship with your own self. That we can talk about. I'm more used to talk about ideas and plans for the future. Yes. This is something totally new, Oscar. But if it's something in that feels like, wow, this is exciting, this is good, this is interesting, then you will go further on this path. Many things will happen. And when you learn how to be true in the moment, then the future will look after itself. You don't need to plan for the future. The future comes if you plan and not plan. Then why plan then? That's my view, because I'm lazy in the beginning. Why think about it? It will come anyway. Have a cup of coffee. Not yet, but... And it's different kinds of love. Normally, human beings, I will tell you this, Oscar, they just on the surface, because they live in the future, in the future, it's not reality, it's just the mind. And most people, they're only functioning in the mind, or in the physical. So when people meet, they meet mostly just from attraction. They don't know. If they had known more each other, get to know, then you maybe start finding out, do we fit together? Instead of just the dreams, the projections, which is normally just meeting. And that's why also it doesn't last. If you take time, get to know, if you feel good, if you can be together, if you are in harmony. But this is not how people are. They just meet in their dreams. They have some projection for you, the other have projection for you, and that is not going to last in reality. That's why everybody gets disappointed. And they only meet through the physical. That's what they call love, sex. It doesn't need to have anything to do with love. Deeper than that is when people have a little more connection in the mind, in the thoughts, some same interest. They can talk together. They maybe can study together. They meet together in the physical, but also a little bit in the mind. Otherwise, it's very normal that they have no connection. They have different ideas, different hobbies, the man and the woman, the wife and the husband. The wife wants to go for a little evening walk and see the sunset. Now the man wants to watch the soccer or the boxing match or go fishing without the wife. But if maybe some both want to go for the evening walk, or maybe both want to go fishing, then a little bit deeper, a little more cozy. But not always it happens. Then deeper than that, then you start coming into more your heart, your feelings. Then more beautiful, because then you can share different things, which is more poetry, music, dance, painting, just hanging out in the hammock, relaxing. Then you go beyond the physical, you go beyond the thinking, the mind. No, it's more cozy, more childlike, from the heart. Then you feel very good if you have a partner like this. You can just relax. You don't need to have any image. You can just relax, hang out. It's more innocent. Then beyond that, then it's just in your being. But people, most people are very shallow. They only know the mind, the projection, the physical, and that will never satisfy. That's why very few people are satisfied. So all these things will slowly, slowly dawn on you if you go deeper. When I start a relationship, I tend to get critical and afraid that this is the wrong woman and I break up. Yeah. Because you start getting critical because it's never what you projected. Reality is too big. You cannot put reality, life, in a box that this is how it is. Then you start getting critical. It's not like I was expecting. That's why it's better than to start knowing the other. See if you can relax, play, if you have something. Some harmony is there. The same interest. What should I do to dare to stay in my next relationship? Guts. And even better than guts, love. Love is, of course, good, best. But if you don't have love, then at least have some guts. It will prepare you for love. Because in love you have to have both. But remember, you shouldn't be needed to dare to stay in the relationship. You should just naturally want to stay in the relationship. You should naturally want to stay with somebody. If not, if it's an effort, then it's not right. My whole teaching is easy is right. If it's not easy, don't wait. Oh, maybe in 5 years my wife, my husband will change. 5 years later, oh, give him 5 years more. At least I have somebody. But these things you can only feel in a truthful way if you know yourself. And very few people know themselves. The more you know yourself, then you know where's your limitations, what you want, what you feel. And you want more, the real. The more real you are, the more real you want your partner to be. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Or if that partner is not so aware, then it will learn because of love. Not because of any deal, but because of love. Because the relationship shouldn't be for anything else than for love. Love should be the master. And how do I make myself more interested in love? And how to deepen a relationship? By being deeper yourself, the only way. You see, my dear Oscar, there's no escape. Only by being deeper yourself can you go deeper. And only how to make myself more interested in love? By being more loving. By being more intimate with love, by coming closer to your own heart. Then you will feel more and more what is love. Because if you don't know, if you haven't touched that, then how can you communicate in love then? And very, very few people know this and have this in this so-called modern society, Oscar. Everything is just on the surface. Everything is just in the physical. Everything is just on the sex. Very few people go deeper. That's why nobody is getting satisfied. They have forgotten the sensitivity. They have forgotten the love. They have forgotten the truthfulness. It's just games. So the more real you get, the more you see what you want and what you don't want. P.S. I'm curious about your life. Do you live in a relationship? Do you have children? P.S. Nothing of that will help you, Oscar. I'm sorry. But you're welcome back. I'm not interested in a relationship. I like more love ships. Love ships. Let love be the relationship if there is anything. Not relationship. Relationship seems very, what is this relationship? Seems very hard. Love ships. I like toot toot love ships. And I have many children all over the world. And many nice women. No, I can tempt you into this business. Oh, then Oscar, that was good. Ah, the most beautiful and lovely and loving women. But I will tell you some other truths, Oscar. Married life is full of excitement and frustration. In the beginning of marriage, the man speaks and the woman listens. Later on, the woman speaks and the man listens. Still later, they both speak and the neighbor listens. It is true that love is blind, but marriage is definitely an eye-opener. Getting married is very much like going to the restaurant with friends. You order what you want, and when you see what the other fellow has ordered, you wish you had ordered that. Words of wisdom, Oscar. It is true that all men are born free and equal, but some of them get married. There was a man who muttered a few words in the church and found himself married. Some years later, he muttered something in his sleep and he found himself divorced. Meditate on it. Marriage. It's a good idea if you want a good eye-opener. I have heard also one little child asked his papa, I heard in old China they didn't know the women before they got married. But my son, that is true everywhere in the world. Meditate on it. It will come to you in the middle of the night. Speaking, I have missed something here. Happy New Year. And all the best for the future. And especially into the marriage, Oscar. Especially. But tell me. There is an entire another dimension to life waiting to be discovered, and that dimension is you. That dimension is you. That's what you should discover. beloved master, thank you so much for bringing me to this beautiful place. It is the right place to be on earth now. Wherever I look, there is beauty and love. In the mountains, by my sacred master, in my beloved eyes, in the sky. There is so much overflowing that it is difficult to hide it. Pumping and jumping in my heart. Giri. You write English now? Huh? How did you manage to come out? Huh?
I work.
You work?
I
yeah?
I ask a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit.
It happens.
Yes, very good. Have you been in this kind of snow before?
Not like this.
Not like this, no. I know, this is extreme. But you're in good hands here, no? It doesn't matter. You say, you thank you for bringing me to this beautiful place. It is the right place to be on this earth now. Yes, it is definitely the right place. Wherever I look, there is beauty and love. In the mountains, by my sacred master, in my beloved's eyes, in the sky. Yes, but you have to have warm shoes. Huh, you have? Yeah, it's getting better.
Mohan is going to give
you
one.
Yeah? That's good. It's good. A good family, huh?
Yeah.
That's it. We have to take care of each other. You can't there come from. And Jitu, you have good shoes?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? How is this cold with you, Jitu? I've been worried. Should I have to be worried or is it okay?
Yeah, it is cold.
It's okay? It is cold. No, yeah, that's the fact. Is it anything you need? No? You have everything?
Yes.
What about some dal bhat? You have to make me some good Indian dinner one day, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Mudita will help, no? How is it? You can keep him warm, Mudita? Is it any? He has all he needs? Shoes are important. Shoes and hat. I see you are very good.
Yeah, we bought the shoes in India.
In India? Yeah, good, no? Yeah, India is changing, man. Silicon Valley. Everything good, Mudita? Yeah? You tell me, no? You write to me if it is something, no? And if it's not something also, just tell me how it is. You tell me if Jitu needs something, so I'm sure I don't need to worry that he stays warm, no? Okay, Jitu? You have a car? I heard something was wrong with the car.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
No.
It's not okay?
No.
Okay. Will you fix your car?
Yeah.
Okay. What else? But I want some good chapati and some Makanwala. You have to tell me your plans, Mudita, for you and Jitu, no? Giri, you say that there is so much overflowing love that it's difficult to hide it. It's pumping and jumping in my heart. Yes. First you have to have a happy heart and then bring that energy, go in even deeper. That is what is happening here now. You more used to Yahoo Sufi situation there in Brazil. Now it's Aum Shanti. Aum Mani Padme. You have to learn. I'm proud of many of my Sufi women. They're doing very good now. At last they start relaxing a bit. It takes some time, but you have to have both dance and meditation. It's good. Yes, Abhira?
Yes.
You enjoy?
Yes, thank you.
Very good. Okay. Now when we are into a new year, Then we should celebrate. Yesterday was nothing to celebrate. It was still old. Today is the new. And I must say, I'm very happy with all my Sufi girls that manage to go deep into meditation. Like, here he comes, dear two. These words came to me out of gratefulness and happiness. Listening, my friends, I found the garden of my beloved. His garden reflects all the colors of the rainbow. There I found the most beautiful birds singing their love songs. And I found the sweetest smell of his flowers. There I can feel the most gentle touch of the wind, and I can hear the sound of the wild river. My beloved is sitting under a tree, enjoying and whispering to my heart. Often I fall asleep. Then he catches my heart with his heart catcher. I'm so blessed to be a flower in his garden. Friends, friends, come and see and be a part of this divine play. Yours forever, Mangala.
Thank you.
When we're happy, then we want to share, no? Very good. Aum Shanti. May everybody be happy and peaceful. feel like moving.